have turned itself more into a weather fertilizer issue, which to some will come as no surprise as our focus is ramping up a different direction. Good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Mark Gold joins us today. He is a division of StoneX. As we take a look at these markets, and kind of nice to have something normal, shall we say, to focus on when we look at the weather.
Yeah, you know, we've got strong prices here today. Right now, we got corn up 7 over 480, wheat up 4 cents, beans up 8 cents over $12. All good news. I mean, when was the last time you and I have talked and, you know, I'm outright bullish out here. So I think these were going to be great closes to end the, really to end the month here. And if we're higher on Monday, you know, I wouldn't want to be short. If I've sold some grain out there, I'd certainly want to look at buying some call options to protect the upside if you've got it sold, whether it's on cash contracts or accumulators. I think you got to be very careful out there with these accumulator contracts. When they start to double up on you and you committed to twice as many bushels, at what might not be great prices, you really need to look at some call options to keep the upside open.
So when we look at that, and there's still concerns about the winter wheat and where that's coming in. I know there's been some folks that I talked to down in the Oklahoma area that said, you know, it's not doing much. We're going to put some cows on it for a little bit before we get spring wheat in there. How much of a weather push are we going to see in this market as a dryness pattern might step in for a little bit to get some crops planted, but temperatures are not very favorable either?
No, this cool weather is certainly bringing germination into question, getting these crops off to a good start. You know, it's really not warm anywhere where we're growing a lot of grain. So, you know, I think that's an issue. Right now, all the talk is about the cool, dry weather, with the exception of Illinois, Indiana, and Iowa. We're pretty wet out here, but we're still very cool. So I think everybody's going to be talking about this cool, wet weather where in the I states and where it's cool and dry every place else. But I think once we get into the summer, I really think we're out for some bullish weather out here with a potential drought. And again, I'm bulled up here. And I think, you know, if we can just close higher on Monday, that we're kind of off the races here. And we won't even talk about any dry, hot weather for another 2 or 3 weeks because we've been so cool. But when this thing shifts, I think it's going to shift in a big way, and we're going to have some problems out here.
Do we see ourselves kind of just stepping back or divorcing ourselves from what's been happening with the war?
Well, you know, how many days, you know, if we sat up at 10, 12 o'clock at night looking at the crude oil and what it's going to do to the grains the next day. And, you know, sometimes you fall asleep at midnight and the president puts out a tweet at 4 a.m, you know, good luck. But I think we're divorcing ourselves from being so tied to the crude oil. You look at crude oil today, right now it's down $3.28 a barrel, but the bean oil is up 58 ticks, making new contract highs and most likely a new high contract high close. The corn's up 7 cents. So this is all, you know, going in the face of what we've been looking at with this crude oil market. And I think it may be a good indication that we're kind of splitting away from that, which is a good thing in my opinion.
And of course, you know, the fertilizer issue, I think, is going to continue to kind of be hanging out in the background no matter what we're at war-wise at this point.
You know, I think it's an issue. Is it as bad? You know, there was I think it was in the Wall Street Journal today about, you know, the fertilizer issues and guys switching corn. I did just a very quick random survey of my clients, you know, who's switching. And something like 9 out of 11 responses said, we're not switching. The other two said, maybe we'll push 100 corn acres into bean acres. And most of these guys really felt that they had bought the fertilizer early. They were not in bad shape. But you see these stories around about, you know, there's no fertilizer, but nobody's talking about how much of this was pre-bought. And guys aren't in that bad a shape. So I don't know that the fertilizer moving forward is going to be such a big input out here. I really think it's ultimately going to be the cool weather the next couple of weeks and then maybe some hot weather after June 1st.
jump over to the livestock side, and we've seen the pullback happening in the live cattle contracts today, but who would have ever thought we'd been talking $12 increase in cash compared to weeks before?
You know, it's been amazing to see. You know, I've always said that we generally make our highs in commodities, in ag commodities, the last Friday of the month. And while today is the last Friday, it's May 1st, but we have more days in April this week than we did in May. So this is really the last Friday of the month. We made new highs. We backed off. We're now a buck lower, basically, in the cattle. And, you know, that might be indicative of a top end here. The cash market has been on fire out here. We traded as high as 256 on fats and $400 dressed. You know, the American consumer, if they're griping about all these expenses, gasoline and rent and insurance and everything else, are they going to be paying prices for choice beef or prime beef out here? I don't see it. But we went up anyway. But this may be, you know, the last gasp here today. Maybe even, I don't know, we'll put in a key reversal. Take a quick look at the chart. Yeah, it looks like an upside down key reversal here. So I think you got to mind that. And if you haven't already, do some LRP or buy some puts to protect the downside.
All right. Mark Gold joining us this afternoon. Quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss not suitable to all investors. And that's the Friday market wrap-up right here on the American Ag Network.